This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry, this is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast, discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello everybody and welcome to another countdown episode of the Doxcast. I am your co-host Josh Trumbo, and with me as always is the merchant of Fargo, Rich Early.
I thought maybe you were going to go for final. This is the final.
Oh, the final, Rich Early?
Yeah.
You know, I can't guarantee that. There may be another one at some point.
It's the final countdown. How's it going, Josh?
It is going well. Ate my lunch. Now we're going to talk about stuff, so and then I'll take a nap, probably, just right here. That'll be the next podcast or the next stream. I'll just me sleeping.
Yeah. So this is the weekly Doxcast. This will be airing Monday morning. If you're watching live, we record live on Facebook, and then we turn the audio into podcasts every Monday morning. Still not on iTunes yet, right?
Like, yeah, we're still working out the details on that.
So it used to be
the switch to the website. Once we get that figured out, all the back episodes will get there. But every episode is on ParadoxCNC.com.
And we hate to reboot because we're like pushing 300 episodes. So that seems like just a cool thing rather than something we should just give up on.
So. Yeah, exactly.
So this week was a heck of a week. We have been talking for at least 6 months about the remodel we envisioned. Mm-hmm. And with Josh and others' help, we executed most of it this week. Although, my God, there are so many little nooks and crannies and decisions and interactions and, mm-hmm. you know, where does this go? And does this shelf look right? And should we have a different shelf here? And do we put a table there? And, you know.
And there's so much of it that you can't tell, you know, in theory, in your head, it looks right. This looks good. But then when you actually set it up, it's like, no, that doesn't flow well at all. Let's scrap it. And, you know, the comic section got a couple of redos at some point.
It was terrible.
This way, and then we'll move it this way.
We spent all this energy creating it, and then we changed it 2 days later. I mean, that's kind of like when you do your living room, right? Yeah. It's like, this will look good. No, this is terrible. Never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, the question is, you know, we're trying to reposition the shop moving into the 21st century and beyond. You know, the world has changed. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast. And what's the role of the local comic and game store? What are we trying to do? Who are we trying to reach? And I mean, we're in the middle of trying to figure that all out. But you know, we got the website now. We got the remodel coming along. So I feel like what we're doing right now is we're building the skeleton, and we're going to go out and try to find the meat on the bones next. You know, and a lot of philosophical decisions to make, and you know, things like that. So
yeah, well, and it's been really fun. You know, the other night I came in to help get some of the role playing section tacked onto the wall there and get that under control. And just listening to people as they came in and like, wow, the store is so much more open. This place is huge. And, you know, just some of the comments you got from people, that, you know, it really does make a difference. And I think that fresh feeling is good, especially here because we're trying to get out of winter and feel hopeful again.
Right.
And so it all kind of coincides and works together.
Something I was saying was sometimes you go into a store and it looks like it has a lot of stuff and no space. Sometimes you go into a store and it looks like it has a lot of space and no stuff.
Yeah.
We did both. And I didn't, I'm not bragging. I had no idea. Yeah. I did not know it was going to look this good. You know, like it was a cool idea. We had no idea. It looks like we have a lot of stuff and a lot of space, which is not what I expected. We were, the last couple of days, I've just been kind of hanging around out front, which a lot of times over the last couple of years, you'll notice I've been, you know, I'm in the back at my desk working on stuff, and I've been trying to be out interacting with customers, and I've seen people buy stuff that's been here for a year that they couldn't see in the old model. You know, people are bringing up, somebody bought a manga, somebody bought a Ouija board. I didn't even know we had, right? But it's they can see it. It was obvious, and it was just a lot of fun, and that's really cool for the future. Gives us a lot of thoughts that, okay, you know, we can, it is true. You need to have as open a space as possible so that people can see everything. So, and then they'll pick out the thing that interests them. So,
yeah, exactly. Instead of just relying on whatever the featured product might be this particular week or month or whatnot.
It's awesome. I mean, creativity is fascinating. I'm just, this is a totally musing, and then we get to our point of our podcast. But, you know, like, you, there's the whole Joseph Campbell idea that the ideas are out there in the universe. You know, we aren't actually creating them. We're, like, seeing into that the stream of consciousness or whatever. And that's what this almost feels like. It's like we've remodeled that store how many times over 26 years, but yet it's just for the first time. You know, it still feels new this time around, right? And 8 years from now, we might find, you know, 8 years from now, this will feel boring and feel like it needs to be it will. It's what happens, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'll be looking to remodel it again in 8 years. Like, that's what's going to happen. So,
yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to depress everybody who did all the work.
That's all right. You probably won't be alive in 8 years.
That's possible. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, and the hobby is very likely to change. The hobbies, I should say, you know, in those 8 years. So,
yeah. Hi to John Layton and Mark Baliff, by the way, who also joined us. So,
welcome.
Just recording our podcast. Again, if you're listening on audio, we've recorded it. We did a live recording on Twitch, and then we post the audio. So, but let's talk about what comes next. There is a bit of a plan that's been in place since before the 25th anniversary last year. And the plan was to celebrate 25 years and then to get this remodel done and then to re-grand open the store. So this has been kind of a year-long process. And I realized the re-grand opening date I've got in mind is coming up faster than I'm ready for. But, you know, or heck, you know, Free Comic Book Day is 5 weeks away. I mean, it's ridiculous, and we're not ready for that either. So, but we will be kind of getting ready for that starting on Monday. So as we go along, you know, we've added a website. So we've got e-commerce, ticketing, new blog system, all that kind of jazz. Mm-hmm. We are doing this remodel. But I feel like that is all that's doing is trying to give us tools to play with, to figure out what we want to be, who we're trying to reach, how we're trying to do it next, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's 2019. Everything has changed. If you were trying to do business as a shop like me the same way you did in 2011, that's why you see hundreds and hundreds of shops going out of business. You know, we've lost over 200 comic shops in the last year and a half. I don't know how many game shops. We've lost a lot of game shops, though, because all the little stores that were created by Wizards of the Coast WPN system are all going away. You know, things like that. We sadly lost a game store here in town, you know, and that's not good. But, and the reason is because the market is not as healthy as we would like it to be. However, all you and I can do, and all a shop like Paradox can do, is go out and try to bring the positivity and enthusiasm we feel since we were little kids about the things we love, you know. Mm-hmm. That's something, you know, we started this Tuesday night comic show. I think about that a lot. Like, that's the voice I want. I want you to know that it's okay to be you, but I also want you to know that it's okay to be excited about what's coming out, right? And so that's what we're working towards. Well, as we do that, one of the things we have to change is the product that we're carrying. So we've changed the appearance. And we've given you new ways to learn, to sign up, to buy from us. But the last piece of the puzzle is, what are you buying from us? You know, not the last piece, but just that's totally wrong. The next piece, right? Well, you know, we've had this deep selection of board games. And in 2011, when board games, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, in about a six-month period, we had a 7x increase in board game sales.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, it was like late 2011, early 2012. I can't remember the exact stretch, but something like that. It was right around when we started Tabletop Night and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like that. So thank you, everybody. Yeah. But I mean, that had a big impact on the store. But that was at a time where we spent years throwing every board game on the shelf we could possibly find, you know, mm-hmm. and just getting them up there. And back then, and even as late as like 2015. Well, I'll use, Charterstone as an example. You know, we sold 25 to 50 copies of Charterstone. I mean, that's great. It's an amazing, it was terrific, right? Most board games we sell, you know, 1 to 5, no matter what it is, right? So that was amazing. But now you take a game like Wingspan, right? And it just shows you, I'm not out to rag on Stonemaier or anything like that, right? But it shows you how different the reality is that we live in, where to the day Paradox has had exactly zero copies of Wingspan in so far, right?
Right.
So that, between that, between the move to Kickstarter by so many games, Kickstarter's awesome, but it has changed my store's position because it often is just full of product I can't even carry, isn't even offered to me, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it takes me off the front lines for a lot of people's purchasing of their games. So once that's the case, what is my identity and what product am I going to carry? And what price am I going to sell it at? You know, we have talked about this, how Target, you know, they have a much smaller selection usually, except for like the day they get the order in every 3 months or whatever, right?
Right.
But then what they do is it's all 15 or 20% off. But on top of that, once a month, they'll have a buy two, get one free sale. So off of the 15 or 20% off. I mean, they're below my cost on some games, right?
Yeah.
They're possibly below their cost. I don't know what they're doing. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So so there's that. There's Amazon, Miniatures Market, so on and so forth. But if I can't compete with Amazon because I can't have everything Amazon has, if I can't compete with Target because I can't compete with that price, who am I? What is my role? What am I trying to accomplish? And this is being brutally honest. We're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to tangent one more time.
Yeah.
Something that you and I have talked about a lot recently. I'm beginning to be of a mind that the best pathway for us is to have a little less product, not a lot. I think about 20% less. I want to yeah. gut my bottom 20%. Lance Meister, Undead Viking, was in yesterday, and he picked Seafall off the shelf. He's like, you're never going to sell this.
Yeah.
And I thought, you're right. I'm never going to sell that. And yet I've got 20, 30 bucks just tied into it sitting there, right? So that's what's got to change. It's we still want to have a great selection, but we got to have a great selection of what you want to buy.
Yeah.
And so we've got to get rid of that bottom 20%. And then another thing, we'll get there, I promise. another thing that I figured out recently is I'm doing a huge review of our 2018 board game sales, finally. It's late March. I wish I had done this sooner, but here I am, right? So what I've noticed is I've got a good idea what my top 25 sellers are, which means I've got a good idea what kinds of games we sell the most. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of stuff we could bring in or beef up that we aren't even putting on the shelf, right? But I noticed that the cost we have on the shelf for the top 25 is very little. We're either out of most of them or we have one copy of most of them. So that means our money is all tied up into the Seafalls. It's a double problem. Not only are we not stocking enough of the best sellers, we're way overstocked on the non-good sellers.
Right.
And so we've inverted the money. And when the money is locked up into all those low-end games, we often don't have the money. You know, you think to yourself, well, just go buy more of the top 25. Yeah, well, you know, I get a paycheck too, just like you do. You know, like, people may not think about this. A lot of people, you work for a big company, so the budget of that company is not something you necessarily think about. You know, because you're just like, well, I work at Target. So, of course, they just order whatever they need, right? Mm-hmm. Well, so, for us, every day is like our new paycheck, you know, like the deposits, the sales we get are towards the next thing. So if we want to expand, we either go into debt to do that or we have to be very patient and use profit that we're making off what we have now in order to get those restocks in, you know. Mm-hmm. So that means if we screw up and we have too much of our money tied up into stuff that doesn't move very fast or at all, then we don't have the money without borrowing, you know, to go out and get that good stuff. So mm-hmm. it's just like you. You got to make your house payment. You got to make your utility payment. You got to make your cable bill, your phone bill, and all that jazz. So you don't get to decide your entertainment choices till after that, right?
Right.
I mean, it's the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. Here, there's only one other way to do it. It's to borrow, period. And I don't want to do that. So anyway, that was a long spiel. So what we're going to do, how about I turn it over to you? Because I just talked a lot about this. I set it all up. So why don't you tell them what we're doing in April with the one over, there's one big caveat. We're not getting out of board games or graphic novels. And anyone who tries to claim that, I'm going to punch them in the face. So,
good
anyway.
Business practice.
Exactly.
Right there.
So.
Yes. So if you're watching us live or watching the video at any point, you've probably seen we have the poster up on the screen. So you can actually see what's on there. You may already be a step ahead of me on this. But For the sake of those who may just be listening to audio or who have been waiting for me to read the poster to you because you love my voice. What we are doing is...
That's me.
Oh, yes, that's Rich. He just... That's the only reason I'm allowed into these podcasts, because he loves the sound of my voice. We're doing a countdown to Free Comic Book Day. So as everyone probably knows, and if you don't, then get on board the train here. Free Comic Book Day is the first Saturday in May, and it's one of the biggest events that happens at Paradox every year. And I would wager to say any comic shop that's worth its weight takes good advantage of Free Comic Book Day, because it's an awesome time to bring people in and get them excited about the hobby. So what we're doing is we're going to take April and make that our countdown to Free Comic Book Day. So
one thing I'd like to say, what we've been doing for the past at least 5 years is an event called Pre-Free Comic Book Day, the first weekend in April. We're for those, for people, and we have, it's a good sale. It's kind of coming out of winter. It's a good sale. It kicks off our promotion. We usually start handing out flyers that weekend, stuff like that, right? The one thing we found over and over again is too many people come in thinking that we're advertising Free Comic Book Day, right, and they walk out disappointed because they didn't get free comics. And so I love the promotion, but I do concede that the name is too similar and it causes problems.
Right.
So anyway, so this is what we're switching to.
Yeah, exactly. So this is just straight up the biggest sale Paradox has ever put on. Essentially, what we're doing is every week there will be a different percent off of all in-stock board games and trade paperbacks. So the first week in April, that's Monday the 1st through Sunday the 7th, it'll be 20% off. So that's all board games on the shelf, all trade paperbacks on the shelf. April 8th through the 14th, so the second week, it bumps up to 25% off. Then it goes up to 30% off in the third week. 35% off, and those last 3 days in April, the 29th, 30th, and 31st, 40% off. So, it's a little bit of a press your luck sort of thing. There's something on the shelf that you really want. How long are you willing to wait to get the best deal possible to make sure it's still there? Because the thing is, if it's not on the shelf, we will be happy to order it for you, and we'll even give a 25% off all out-of-stock orders throughout the entire month. So you can still get a good deal on it if it's out of stock. But if you wait too long, you will miss out on that good 30, 35, 40% off, which is pretty good. And just to reiterate, this is everything that's on those shelves. We're not saying, well, you know, Gloomhaven tends to sell pretty well. If we've got a copy out there, we're just going to hide it in the back so that people will have to pay full price. No, it's out there.
The hottest games, Keyforge, Gloomhaven, Dungeons and Dragons, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you hit a couple key things I want to mention.
Yeah.
It is in stock games.
Right.
During April, and I don't know other than there's a Magic set coming out, but this isn't on Magic. This is on board games, you know. So I don't think there is a major release, but we are not bringing in new things during April. We will be doing our restock in the background during April as this is going on, because, and this is all part of a plan that we can keep talking about, but I mean, but so if it does exist in the world already and we don't have it, 25% off, we'll order it for you. If that does not apply to pre-orders, you can't say, hey, there's a thing coming out in July I want, can I use this 25% off of it? No. And we'll get to that eventually. We're figuring out all of that, how we're going to do pre-orders, what we're going to charge for them, what you can expect, so on and so forth, right? But it only applies to things that we just were sold out of and we're not restocking during that time period.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, that's...
That, and you guys, huge. This is, I think it was Lance again who called this, it's a Dutch auction, I think, is the term most people are used to. It's probably not, it's 2019, we probably shouldn't use...
Yeah, that's probably offensive to somebody.
It probably
in some
is,
capacity.
So we probably shouldn't use terms like that anymore. But yeah, it's a progressive discount sale. That's something I'm really interested in, is I want to know from you guys, like, what discount is it that you want? You know, well, you want 40% off. You know what I mean? Like, right? Like, do you...
100% off.
Yeah. But when we get to 25... How do our sales pick up? When we get to 30, do our sales pick up? when we get to 35, do our sales level off? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that is the price that motivates you from, I wasn't going to buy Stuff Fables, even though I really like it, to I am going to buy Stuff Fables? You know, this is hopefully going to teach us a lot from our point of view of what customers are looking for, if that makes sense, right? So, yeah. You know, it might be that 30% off is our best sale week of the month, and we have diminishing returns after that. My read on that would be, as I plan future promotions, people want 30% off.
Yeah,
you know,
that's where they start seeing extreme value in their favor. Yeah.
Yep, and so that may direct us a lot in the future on things. So, I mean, I think that's really important. On the poster, if you can see the poster, there's actually a block that says "Don't panic."
Yeah. Yeah, because and quite honestly, we are just clearing space so that we can, like Rich was saying, stock more of the games that you guys want. And hopefully try to make some of the decision-making process easier for people, right? Like, we don't want to come in here and say, these are the games we want you to have, and they're the only games you can have, because we can still do special orders and stuff like that. But you know, we do have people who are working here who have their eyes and ears to the internet and whatever other conduits information comes down. And if we can find what are apparently the hottest games, you know, and put a good stock of that on the shelf, then instead of having to look through hundreds of games to try to find something new and exciting, you know, maybe there will be several dozen different games or whatever the number ends up being, that it narrows it down a bit. And then it's a lot easier to say, oh, well, let's see, I'm interested in a worker placement game. Well, then there are X choices instead of X times 50 choices to really look through and decide what you want. And then it's easier also for us here at the store to have a bit more expertise on the games that are on the shelf. Because that's one of the things, it's maybe not a huge problem per se, but for lack of a better term, it's a problem that can happen where there's so much stock, not everybody can know everything about every single game that's on the shelf. And if someone comes in and sees something, the box looks interesting, and they pull it off the shelf and they ask the employee on hand, it's like, oh, what can you tell me about this game? And they'll go, look at the back and be like, well, it looks like it's for 2 to 4 players. You know, it just makes the whole experience a bit cleaner for everyone involved, I think.
Yeah, I think I look at it as a little smaller selection. I think a really good selection. Don't be afraid of those, you know, those words at all, right?
Yeah,
but a higher selection of games that we all like. There were 5,000 board games released into the marketplace last year between Kickstarter, distribution, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to play all 5,000 games. You're not going to buy all 5,000. Yeah, and you're not going to expect. And I'm not going to carry all 5,000 games.
Right.
So there's already some level of curation that happens from the get-go, from all of us. Mm-hmm. I'm not at all saying that, you know, we're not going to have Ticket to Ride Asia because none of us have ever played it. That's right. Not what we're saying, right? But the better we can do of creating a conduit where, you know, we're going to try to get to a position where we work more individually with publishers rather than just a distributor. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is to say to a publisher, give me a demo copy. I will put it on stream. I will put it on the tables, you know, and I'll go from there, right? And then let's build that way as much as we can, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why Derek is here, and Derek's going to be here more, and so on and so forth. So
yeah.
And it's just like the tip of the iceberg for the way I view things going. You know, Derek and I are talking about a weekly game night, so you don't have to just wait for that first game day every month. Mm-hmm. He's going to be here at least in April. He's going to be here every Saturday to help with games, and we're working on all kinds of stuff. John and Amanda and I are working on regular Saturday D&D, mm-hmm. so it's not just once a month. Sunday we're looking at all kinds of casual things. I have a really cool magic idea. I don't know, like, a lot of people, like, I know some board gamers hate magic, but I have this really sweet idea where we have all these extra magic cards in the back room. Mm-hmm. So Sunday afternoon, what I want to do is I want to just put some boxes out. I'll probably pick, you know, 5 or 10 boxes every week. I'll just put them out on the table, right? you guys, like, casual and beginning players and kids, like, just show up and build a deck for free. We're not going to charge you a penny. Use our cards, build a deck, play with it all afternoon with other people who are there. End of the day, you like the deck, you had a lot of fun with it. Tell you what, give me $5, I'll give you a pack so you take it home. Nice. There you go. Like, that's it, you know. Yeah. Simultaneously, we may do something like, if you just want to browse through all those boxes, they're like 5 cents a card. So if you're not looking to sit and play, you know, you can do that too, right? But right. I love this idea. I think this is just awesome. And we'll come up with kind of a little achievement-ish card. You know, play 3 games against 3 different people. You know, stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe give away a few sets of prize wall points at the end of it. Not a lot. Like, just little fun things, you know, or some dice or, you know, whatever. So, I don't know. I think this idea is just fantastic.
Sounds like a lot of fun. But yeah, so there's our countdown to Free Comic Book Day with a huge, wonderful sale that progresses as the month goes along. And another thing I wanted to bring up about this plan to curate the collection, I hope that this also encourages people to be more forthcoming with games they're excited about. Come down and talk about them. Because that will help us, again, get the games on the shelf that people want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do our best to, like I said, listen and read and find the best games that we can. The ones that people are talking about, the ones that are making a difference and should be on the shelf. But sometimes the best way to know what people want is for you guys to actually just come and tell us. And, you know, we can't guarantee that if 50 people come in telling us about 50 separate board games, you know, we can't necessarily get all of those, but yeah, this is a chance to really help get the games that you love and that you're excited about onto the shelf as well, because I know that's one of the things I really like about playing board games is when I can share a game that I absolutely love with a group, and then, you know, you see them brighten up and, oh yeah, this is fantastic. I still remember Extra Life several years ago. It was hitting that like 2-3 in the morning point when we're starting to all kind of wind down a little bit before we hit the second wind. And I was playing games with Dan Green and Christian Duvall. And we were kind of hitting that point. And I suggested we play Mystic Veil, which was fairly new at that point. So I went ahead and set it up, and we're all kind of playing and groggily playing through, and I could see, especially with Dan, like he was waking up, like you could see his brain moving, and just like, okay, yeah, and then there's this, and it turned him onto a game that he had heard about, he was interested in trying, but, you know, he actually had a chance to play it and loved it, and that was just one of those great moments where it was so much fun to watch him in this sleepy, groggy state start to get excited about the game, which woke him up and kind of gave him that push to make it through the rest of the Extra Life marathon there. So, you know, let's share those experiences here more. Let's get those games out there. Let's talk about them. Let's play them. And let's make this the best board gaming experience in town, whether it's playing, buying, whatever.
Yeah, well, you guys have a whole month ahead of you of an awesome sale structure. While it's going on, we will be doing what I talked about earlier. We'll be scouring those sales records and all that sort of stuff and looking at all the new games. And then, you know, it ends May 1st. On May 2nd, right now on my calendar, I have the fact that we're going to close for the day on Thursday, May 2nd. And we should have, if everything goes well, we're going to have boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff ready to put out on shelves. And then on Saturday, May 4th, is Free Comic Book Day. So, you know, if we close for a day to get ready, that might be in our best interest to make sure we get it done, you know. And then when we pop the doors open, it'll be awesome. So that's kind of the plan. And then mid-June, we're looking at a re-grand opening event. And I think all ages stuff, families, you know, that's all what we're shooting for. I mean, a lot of the remodel, the idea was to open the store up and make it feel as inviting as possible. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm just realizing now, I might have said I mentioned that there's a 31st of April.
Yep.
That is not correct. Yep. I was off.
It was an April Fool's comment.
April Fool's. I made you think that I was an idiot. No, 29th, 30th, and then the 1st of May is the last day of the sale.
which is time to overlap. Oh, pardon me, which is time to overlap that Wednesday. So, you know, a lot of our comic people will be coming in. We'll get that one last shot that day for sure.
Adventurers League for D&D, last chance to grab a book.
Yep.
Some dice or something.
Whatever's left by then. So, yeah. And, all right, I mean, this really is the biggest sale in terms of length, in terms of pricing, in terms of ambition that we've ever done. It is not a regular deal. You will not see this happen maybe ever again. I mean, I never want to say that anymore. You know, like you're going to see, you'll see discount stuff and things like that in various deals. But we are also in the background working on a new loyalty program / just a new everyday pricing program combined with pre-orders, things like that, that is coming. That will launch with the re-grand opening. In a perfect world, I'd love to say we'd have a loyalty system ready to go on May 4th, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be with the re-grand opening. So,
well, that's a decent time to do it as well.
Yep.
But so, check out the sale. Check out the new layout in the store if you haven't already. Big exciting things happening.
Building a lot of hype to Free Comic Book Day by calling it Countdown to Free Comic Book Day was another thing I really liked. And then, this year's Free Comic Book Day is going to be a little different. It's going to be, we've put a lot of different spins on FCBD the last 3, 4, 5 years trying to keep it fresh, new, and exciting. We definitely feel like it's gotten a little boring. And that's why we've kept trying. And last year, you could tell, like, we had really good attendance, but, you know, compared to, like, 3 years prior, we didn't have as good attendance, you know? Yeah. There's a lot more things to do. You've all come and gotten free comics over and over and over again, so it's not quite the same as it was. So this year, you know, we're mulling it over. We have backed off a little bit. We've ordered a few less books than normal. We are going to just 5 books per person. I don't care how many people you got. 12 people in your family, great. They'll get 5 books, you know? Yeah. And we ordered 1,000 people worth of comics, you know, a little over just for potential growth, right? We think we have a pretty good handle on how many people are going to call. So, that's what we're going to do. And you're not going to see as much hype, promotion. I kind of want to just see how people behave. You know, I want to learn, what do you guys do? Do you like it? Are you excited about it? Do you want to just come? Because, like, I want you to come for the sake of it. You know, I don't want you to come because I bribed you. So, how many people in town really want free comics? How many enjoy comics? How many want to come back? You know, and so that's just sort of tying it all together. It's the same thing. We're mulling over everything. All we want to do is stuff that works. We want to deliver the best experience to you we can, like Josh said. And so we just want to see how you, what you want. So,
yeah, absolutely. So that is going on starting April 1st, which will be Monday when this podcast drops. So if you're listening to this on the website or wherever we happen to have it, come on down to the store, check out the sale. Remember also we have some other cool events that have come up and are part of this, like Fargo-Moorhead Game Day, which is the first Saturday of every month. April 6th we'll be doing some demos for games like One Night Ultimate Werewolf, Don't Mess with Cthulhu, Sheriff of Nottingham, and of course Dungeons & Dragons. So we encourage you to check out those demos and come to play games all day long here at the shop. We of course have some other big things, War of the Spark pre-release going on very soon here.
End of the month.
Set.
Yep.
So
definitely. FCBD, it's a bit, you know, it's a, there's a lot going on. So
yeah.
Well, yeah, guys, big sale, 20% off to 40% off. We are wrapping up. We've had a remodel sale going on. So next week's discounts, the first week in April, are the same as what they've been the last couple weeks of March. But that's okay. You know, we wanted everybody who was coming in and putting up with our mess to get a discount while we were doing it. So, and now here we go. So that ends on Sunday, March 30th, and then, or 31st. There is a March 31st.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then this kicks off Monday morning when the doors open. Posters will be up in the store. Facebook promotion will be underway. You guys will know everything you need to know. So,
excellent. In the meanwhile, definitely check out ParadoxCNC.com. Great events calendar that has all the events we've been talking about, as well as our online store with pre-orders and blogs with great information, all sorts of good things. We would love it if that became a hub of activity for you guys. So check it out and let us know what you like about it and if you have any thoughts and suggestions. We're working on building it up.
A hub of spending. Blah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
of course, Paradox Comics Show every Tuesday night around 6 p.m. Learn about the comics that are coming out the following day on that Wednesday, as well as other comic happenings.
Yeah, we just had our biggest show yet. We had our highest ratings for last week's show, and funny, it was the first time we did giveaways, so...
correlation, causation, I don't know.
Yeah, this week we're going to be tackling War of the Realms. You got, you know, like, you think you have to wait for Endgame for the next Marvel blockbuster? You're wrong. You know, you can come get it next week, so...
That's right. And of course, we do Tabletop Thursdays on stream as well, every Thursday night, starting at 7 p.m. Central. So... Twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC or Paradox CNC or Paradox Comics and Cards on Facebook, at Paradox CNC on Twitter, Paradox CNC on Instagram. You can find us in all those places, as well as the physical shop right here in Fargo, North Dakota. We'd love to see you guys here. Stop in. There are a couple of the gaming tables that are open in the front of the store, so you can come in and play games on those. Check out the new design, the redesign, the restructure. But yeah, all that said, enjoy the countdown to Free Comic Book Day, and we will see you on the next DoxCast.
This was a DoxCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time.